There's always more to learn about life, but why would you go to music school if you already know how to play bass like this? That's Flea, the bass player with the multi-platinum band, the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Flea has just enrolled in the music program at the University of Southern California. He's a freshman, and he joins me now by phone. Welcome, Flea.
Hi.
Why are you studying music?
I love it. Basically, I studied, music at the most remedial level, through the Los Angeles public schools and a little bit of private instruction when I was a kid. But, all of my career, all that I've done has really been based on emotion and intuition and just kind of gravitating towards what sounds good. And I've never really been that sophisticated in terms of harmonic or, the real academic knowledge of music. And it's something that I've always wanted to learn, and I have the opportunity to do it now, so I'm doing it.
How about the other students? How are they dealing with you?
Sometimes, I've had a few little, autograph things, and, once someone bought someone into the class that I knew that they were there to look at me, But mostly, everyone is there, really focusing on learning, and it's such a studious environment that it really doesn't bother me.
Can I tell you, the Red Hot Chili Peppers album, Blood Sugar Sex Magic?
Mm-hmm.
Defines college for me.
That's cool. Thanks.
It was like the soundtrack of my freshman and sophomore years. So what must it be like to be a freshman yourself at USC with all these kids?
Well, it's really fun. I mean, sometimes it's kind of bizarre. The other day I was late to class and I was running across campus on a hot day, at full speed with my backpack full of books and my notebook, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to be tardy, I got to get there, and I'm running. And I kind of looked at myself from the outside for a second and thought, what are you doing, man? You're 45 years old, you're a successful musician, you don't need money, and you're running to and you're worried about being tardy and getting in trouble. But the learning is just great.
So what are you learning?
Well, I'm studying Bach chorales, four-part harmony in the way that Bach wrote it in the mid-1700s, and learning how to write those. And it's just amazing. I mean, Bach is such a phenomenal, mind-bogglingly good musician and composer. So studying that stuff and kind of figuring out how he did it.
It's a pretty far distance from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, huh?
It is in one way, but in another way it's not. I mean, music is made up out of these building blocks, and studying how these blocks go together and what the blocks consist of is and the math of how it works is, it's all the same stuff. It's just, different aesthetics that we're talking about, And like I said earlier, I've always kind of operated on my heart, on my intuition, and what felt good. And to just really activate the cerebral part of myself and the academic part of myself, which I've never done, because when I was a kid and it was time to go to college, I was like, oh, college. College is for people who don't have the street smarts to make it on their own.
Right.
I got in a van and hit the road and started working and being in a band.
But this isn't your first involvement in music education. You founded a music conservatory a few years back.
Yeah, I started a music school 7 or 8 years ago. It's a nonprofit school called the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music. And, because when I went to public school in Los Angeles, and I was always kind of a disaster. I was running around on the street getting in trouble, and music...
No.
I got into a lot of trouble, yeah. And music was the one discipline and steady thing in my life that I had. And when I went back to my high school in, I think it was 99, and saw that the music department was completely dismantled and gone because of Proposition 13 that passed in 1980 when I graduated, it was so depressing. So anyways, I was inspired to start this school, and we've been going now for 7 years. We have about 600 students.
Wow.
Our philosophy is we just want to give music education to any kid that wants it, and if you can't afford it, it's free.
Great.
Yeah.
Flea is the bassist for the Red Hot Chili Peppers and a freshman at the USC School of Music. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for having me. Thanks for the time.
If you're in L.A. tonight, you can catch Flea and his friends, including jazz trumpeter Roy Hargrove, at a benefit concert for Flea's Silver Lake Conservatory. Finally tonight, we have these words on life and learning from the 16th century French writer Michel de Montaigne, in his essay Of Experience, he wrote, "We must learn to endure what we cannot avoid. Our life is composed, like the harmony of the world, of contrary things, also of different tones, sweet and harsh, sharp and flat, soft and loud. If a musician liked only one kind, what would he have to say?" And that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Have a good night.